Colossians chapter 2, in the Hebrew paraphrase, from verses 13 through 16. This is a literal translation base in context with the Torah, and paraphrased as needed to bring out and clarify the Hebrew idioms, culture, and background in which it was written. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. And you being dead in your violations of Torah, and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, Messiah, having forgiven all of your Torah violations. In this verse of Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, having wiped out the record of debt, the judgment brought down and written against us and held against us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the tree. Having disarmed the rulers and authorities of darkness, he triumphed over them publicly, putting them to shame, and triumphed over them concerning this. 16. Let no man condemn you, therefore, in eating or in drinking, in participation of a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbaths, which are but a shadow of things to come for the whole body of Messiah. And then we're going to repeat from the King James Version these passages of Scripture from Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, or Torah violations. Verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. From the paraphrase now, the Hebrew paraphrase, having wiped out the record of debt, the judgment brought down and written against us, and held against us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the tree. So once again, blotting out from the King James, blotting out handwriting of ordinances, or the certificate of indebtedness that was against us, would be another translation. Blotting out the certificate of indebtedness that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his tree. And King James also continuing, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And verse 16, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, in other words, in eating or drinking, or in respect of a feast day, says in the King James Holy Day, we don't use that, a feast day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are, not which were, but which are a shadow of things to come, but the body of Messiah. Also they added a word, a verb, is, which destroys the sentence entirely, and it wouldn't make any sense. So we took that added word, that added verb, is, out of there. Otherwise it would read like this, let no man judge you, and then to verse 17, but the body is of Messiah. So take out the added verb, that is in italics, and then it would read, let no man therefore judge you, etc., eating and drinking, but the body of Messiah should judge you. And then in the paraphrase, it read a little bit differently from the Hebrew paraphrase, which are but a shadow of things to come for the whole body of Messiah. So that's the translation of Colossians 2, verses 13 through 16, from JewsForYeshua.com, by permission.